Welcome to the Hire Yourself Podcast. If you're ready to take control of your destiny, build wealth, and live life on your own terms, this is the place for you. Each week, Nat and I will talk about business, franchising, and personal growth to help make you more successful.
Woo! I'm pumped up. Oh, and by the way, good morning, Nat.
Good morning, Pete.
Why am I pumped up, you ask? Well, that's a good question. So, I got to tell you, I like when it is 75 degrees in the winter. Yeah. I'm kind of getting used to this snowbird stuff. I don't know if I'm coming back, Nat. I kind of like this.
Well, hey, you technically can work from anywhere if you have a computer and an internet, right?
Yeah, I kind of wish I was sitting in the pool as I was doing this podcast, right? To make you a little jealous at some point. And hopefully you can see I got a little color, right? So I've been,
Nice.
So not much, but you know, it doesn't take much for my white skin to turn red. So for sure. Excellent. So I thought today what we talk about, because I'm in this nice beach community, and it's interesting. There's a lot of franchise businesses here. And I thought maybe what we do is we talk about why local economies benefit from executives investing in businesses or having business ownership, right? So these executives, we talked about this today, you know, executives need to be prepared because they could be pushed out of these companies. They need to diversify their assets and their income. And, you know, as we talk about it, they invest in these businesses and it has a real impact in their communities. And so I thought we'd cover the 10 reasons why they impact the community. Sound good?
Yeah, I think Florida is like one of the franchise, you know, capitals, one of the franchise states one of the states with the most franchises.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's so much economic growth and so many people are moving there. And as they move there, they want to create income or, you know, build something. And it's just natural that it is booming. So I think one of the reasons why businesses investing in a franchise in that local community is you're creating jobs.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a great feeling when you can help create jobs in a community, and we need more jobs for sure. First point. What would be a second reason why investing in a local community?
Economic growth. I think franchises, obviously, they generate sales tax. So they contribute to economic growth and help pay for things.
Yeah, it's commerce, right? It's adding money into the economy with that business, for sure. All right, what would be a third reason why a franchise would impact a community?
I think executives that buy a franchise, they bring their skills and expertise to their business. So I think that's a huge positive because they can bring that to their local economy.
So like help employees become better, help them grow. Right. So
exactly.
I take that experience, I hire these people and I start giving them more skills, teaching them, helping them from that standpoint. And so it's for lack of better terms, educating or advancing the labor pool in your market. Absolutely. Will it be another one?
Increased local spending when, you know, you start a business, obviously the local economy is going to benefit from more spending.
Yeah, absolutely. The dollars being spent, right? You know, but that keeps things going, right? The more money you have in circulation or money being spent, it just keeps it going. And that's how communities die, right? Is when people quit spending money.
Yeah.
So
speaking of spending money, has your wife found the Yoga 6 down there in Florida?
Well, there's not a Yoga 6 here, but she is. Yeah, she's joined got a little trainer. So yeah, she's supporting the local economy when it comes to personal training. So
that's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. What else? What would be another reason why, you know, somebody investing in a franchise in a local community, the impact?
It just creates like a rich entrepreneurial environment. So when, you know, if you're investing in a business, you're contributing to just entrepreneurship in general.
Yeah. Yeah. It allows your local community to continue to develop, right? You have more entrepreneurs. That just is an ecosystem that helps. All right. What would be another one?
The You know, I don't think people think about this that often, but just infrastructure improvement, like a business. When you think about a business, like when I see them come into my town, a lot of times they'll, you know, be improving the facade of the building. So like, you know, literally they're improving the infrastructure, the building, the sidewalks, the windows, the doors, like all that kind of stuff.
I think about like by me, Ogden Avenue, right? Mm-hmm. And it's turning over and you have these businesses coming in and they're taking over an old facility and redoing it. And then they're redoing everything around it. And you see it really just changing the landscape of the street. And it's by these businesses. There was an entire franchise that just went up there, right? And there was a bathroom remodeling business, right? So you see more and more of these food, Dunkin' Donuts, right? Things like that are coming in and they're adding to the infrastructure. Or the Costco, right? Costco's not a franchise, but a business that came in and it's changing the face of that street. They're adding to the infrastructure for sure. Certainly more traffic thanks to the Costco, but that's a whole nother story.
I think they've got that Amazon distribution warehouse down there too.
Thank you. So, all right, good. What else? What would be another reason?
Community engagement. Like it's when you own your own business, you know, you're obviously have the opportunity to be much more involved in your local community and charities and programs. So that's kind of a rewarding, feel good part of business ownership.
And we've talked about this before, is that community benefits from that, right? So as I come in, I sponsor the local Little League team, right? Or I join a group, the JCs, where they're doing fundraising or events and stuff like that. So you are making a real commitment to the community as a business owner. What would be another reason why investing in a franchise in a local community would impact it?
Economic diversity. So, you know, when you have different kinds of businesses, you know, they're going to handle different economic environments differently. So, you know, sometimes there's a benefit to having all kinds of different businesses in a local community.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, it adds to makes the community more whole and again, protects it a little bit. So it's not just we're all this type of business. We want to be focused on having all different kinds to support the residents of that community for sure. And what would be another one?
Tax revenue. You know, when I look at my receipt and see like that 10% tax. So, you know, that's got to be going somewhere and helping public services and things like that.
Government's got to get their piece, right? But that also helps the economy so that they can pay for schools, they can pay for new roads being built and all the other kind of stuff. So certainly that is a big one. What will be the last one?
Well, you always hear about, you know, communities trying to attract specific businesses because they're trying to also attract talent or they're trying to attract the employees that come with that. So I think that's a huge contributor to local communities are people that are coming there because they want to live there and work there.
Yeah, it makes it maybe the community a better place to come, right? Where you've got multiple businesses, opportunities to earn income. You got good schools that are funded by the taxes and all that kind of stuff. So absolutely, it is about helping people develop and being in an environment where they can do that. And local businesses certainly do that. All right, Matt, I'm due to get back out in the sun. I'm having a hard time not having any sun light here. So
all right, anyways, I'm gonna go shovel.
Best of luck to you, my friend.
Thanks for listening to the Hire Yourself podcast. For more resources, check out our website at hireyourself.com. And remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive each episode. Please leave us a rating, and we'd love to hear your feedback or suggestions for topics.